With us today is Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, the great state of Tennessee. And I've been telling the senator I was in Nashville with the Sinatra people on Saturday night. And Nashville is a great city and lots of fun. And I started going into Nashville 40 years ago when I used to run Capital Airlines. And it's a great city, a great state, and very little taxes. Senator Blackburn, you got a great state.
We do indeed have a great state. Everybody is wanting to come to Tennessee, and we are growing. We do have a small state government. We have no state income tax. I led that fight and defeated that back in 2002, and the state has just experienced such good positive growth. And you know something, John, people that move to Tennessee from these high tax states like New York, California, Illinois, they all say they have escaped from the high cost of living and the high cost of doing government.
Well, when I used to work in Tennessee back in 1983-84 with Fred Thompson those days, it was a two-hour ride in my airplane, less than getting back from the Southampton to New York City today.
That's right. And we are just really grateful with how the state has grown and how we have been able to progress. So I think this bodes well for us, and we look forward to having more people come our way.
Now, the problems of the world. We got plenty of them, and I don't even know where to start. Would you like to start at the borders? Are things getting any better? I don't know what kind of games is being played between the Democratic Party and this Mayorkas impeachment. I mean, obviously, the man was not doing his job. What say you?
Well, he was not doing his job, and he lied to Congress and to the American people about the border. And we should move forward with this impeachment. He should be removed from office because of that. Look, we've had about 10 million people come across that border. Some we know who they are, and others we have no earthly idea who they are. We do know there are people from 170 different countries that came into the country last year. As I said, 10 million people on Joe Biden's watch. That is a population greater than the population of 38 of our states. So basically, another state, a state's worth of population has moved in. Now, many of these people, thousands, as a matter of fact, are from countries of interest. These are countries who are adversaries of ours. And then you also have hundreds of known terrorists that have been apprehended at the border. But, John, you've got to look at the ones that we don't know who they are or where they're coming from. These terrorists that are coming in. Now, this border issue and the open border, it is the number one issue as people are looking at candidates and looking at how they are going to vote, because that open border has turned every state into a border state and every town into a border town because of the impact of drugs. And people are seeing fentanyl deaths. Tennessee itself had 3,800 people die of fentanyl last year. And so you've got those deaths that people see. Those are friends and family and people in their communities that they know and that they see. And so we are watching very closely what is happening there. You know, I'm in every county in Tennessee every year, all 95 counties. And what I hear from local law enforcement is they can't handle the issues that are brought to their community with drugs, with fentanyl, with human trafficking, with sex trafficking, with labor gangs, and with gangs like Trandiagua, the Venezuelan gang, or MS-13. They can't handle those until we secure the southern border. And securing that border is the most pressing issue that they talk to me about.
But it seems like America is under attack in so many ways. The drugs coming through, killing our people. 100,000 people in the last 12 months were killed. The borders, and now that Governor Abbott has the Texas border a little bit under control, the Biden administration is flying them in. I understand 33,000 have been flown in the last few months.
That's right. Here is what is happening. What Biden is doing is offering people in countries parolee status. Now, here's the thing that I would want you to know. When you're a parolee, you're granted parole into the country. You're given benefits and a work permit. This is why with the jobs numbers that have come out, they look at the number of jobs, and most of these jobs are being filled by what they're calling the immigrant community. Now, generally, parolee status and granting parole is something that is seldom used. President Trump paroled about 5,600 people a year. You also had President Obama. He paroled about the same number every year. But Joe Biden paroled 800,000 people in 2022 and 1.2 million people in 2023. So
wow.
This is something that they are doing. You know, the illegal alien that killed Lakin Riley had been granted parole by Joe Biden. And he went to one sanctuary city, New York City, and he committed a crime there. They did not detain him because they're a sanctuary city. So then he goes to another sanctuary city, Athens, Georgia. And in both of these places, he was delivering food for DoorDash or Grubhub or one of those things. He had a theft charge in Athens, and what did they do? They let him go. And then he goes out and he kills Lakin Riley.
It is, you know, some of these people, like, they open up, some of the countries open up their jails, open up their mental asylums, and they get rid of those people by sending them to us. And I can't understand how any Democrat, no matter how left he is, he would accept that for the United States of America. I mean, don't they violate their oath when they do things like that?
Well, you certainly feel that they are violating their oath. Look, we are to protect the United States of America, and that is the oath that you take. And we should be paying close attention to what is happening here on our soil, in our country, and looking at this open border. They're breaking the law. These are people that are coming in between our ports of entry. And John, we've got laws that determine who and how people can enter our country. And this is why, and the Border Patrol says, look, we've been telling you people for years, we need a physical barrier, we need better technology, and we need more officers and agents. And as I tell people, where do you think the phrase build the wall came from? Of course, Donald Trump turned it into a phrase that we all use, but it is the Border Patrol that told President Donald Trump, we need a border wall. He said, well, if you need it, let's build it. And that is something that they have used to be able to protect themselves. Now, in Texas, you were talking about Texas. I was in the Eagle Pass week before last to see what they are doing there to change what is happening around Eagle Pass and in that sector, that Del Rio sector. And when I'd been there a year ago, they were being overrun by illegal aliens every single day, thousands every single day. And now they have about 12 a day. But what they did to make that difference was the Texas DPS took over Shelby Park there at that Eagle Pass crossing. And they put buoys in the river. They put shipping containers on the embankment. And behind that, they put razor wire and fencing. Now, that is the way to do it. Texas is spending billions of dollars to secure their border. And we know that this is something that is going to continue, that Texas is going to continue to secure their border. I have a piece of legislation called the Container Act that gives the ability to do that by to these local communities and states and allows them to use state and local resources to secure the border when the federal government does not.
Well, Senator Marsha Blackburn, I want to thank you for being with us. And there's so many things, and we all have to fight together to save our country. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.